A museum here in Washington shows richly dressed men and women on parade. They're wearing clothes from the 1700s and the 1800s. They stroll, or write, or indulge in X-rated pastimes. NPR's Susan Stamberg reports on the headless figures at the National Museum of African Art.
Artist Yinka Shonabari puts tight red pants and patent leather shoes on a life-size mannequin and hovers his Victorian gentleman near some bubbling water.
A man bending over a water fountain trying to get a drink, but of course he has no head and he has no brain.
An exercise in frustration, surely, but also Shonabari's way of thinking about water shortages, climate change. His mannequins are wrapped in Victorian trappings, but the 47-year-old artist's work is all about today's problems: climate, class, race, exploitation.
I use images of history as a metaphor or a way to express them.
And the headless business? African Art Museum curator Karen Milborn.
The absence of a head makes it difficult to read racial identity into his artworks.
Shonabari was born in England and from ages 3 to 17 lived in Lagos, Nigeria. His father, a lawyer, sent him to a good private Catholic school. He went back to London for art training and lives there now. He says he dreams in Yoruba and English. Janetta Betch-Cole, the director of the African Art Museum, says like Yinka, his art, he also makes paintings, photos, films, is very international.
What could be more global? A batik from Indonesia that is then reproduced in Manchester, England, and in Amsterdam, and finds its way into West Africa as a cloth of identity.
Global fabric, global thinking.
It's his intellect that I find just absolutely amazing.
Again, curator Karen Milborn.
That he can move from Enlightenment philosophy to 19th century politics and mores to the history of art history, ballet, opera, environmental concerns, multinational corporations in the oil industry. All of this is addressed in his work, and yet you could go through the show and not care because it's just so darn gorgeous.
And naughty. Couples, headless natch, well, coupling, in that decadent 18th century way that seems so 21st century. He spoofs a famous painting by Fragonard of a lovely young woman on a swing.
She's somebody's mistress.
This is Rachel Kent of the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney. The Australians put this first big Yinka retrospective together.
Over to the far left, you have her lover. He's lying in a sort of grassy embankment, and she's swinging towards him, kicking her slipper up in the air, and of course giving him a view into her skirts.
And right behind her, pushing the swing, a clergyman. Fragonard painting the amorality of pre-revolutionary France. Yinka's off with her head riff on that painting gives the girl a vibrant African print dress stamped with the Chanel logo, that big double C.
He's asking what today's swingers are up to.
And Karen Milborn says, raising global political questions. Swinging is always fun, but there are costs.
How did you get to have leisure? Who was it that paid the price of your leisure? And then, of course, the headlessness kind of shows how ultimately you may have to pay a price as well.
So she's not just headless, she's mindless.
Absolutely.
Then there's Leisure Lady with Ocelots, an early work. Yinka Shonabari made it in 2001. He has made a prodigious amount of art in the last 14 years. Another leisure time activity, another brilliantly dressed Victorian, out for a show-offy stroll with her pets.
On a leash, she actually has these three beautiful black and white spotted, almost like small leopard cats.
With on diamond collars.
Indeed, because, you know, they deserve nothing less.
The lady herself is corseted with a bustle on her long dress. The African fabric here is green and maroon, patterned with clock and watch faces.
Because here is a lady who clearly has time on her hands.
Bursting with sly humor and ideas, when he was 19, studying art in London, Yinka Shonabari got a virus that affected his spine. He arrived at his Smithsonian show in his electric wheelchair, his left side paralyzed, his head listing left. Which stops him not a whit from the pursuit of his art, although perhaps it has made him philosophical.
This is a terrible question, but it occurs to me, if, God forbid, there were a fire here, which is the one you'd make them grab?
Well, you know, I'm somebody who believes very much in the value of change and things evolving. So for me, you know, one door closes, it's an opportunity to open a new one. And a fire wouldn't bother me. It's just an opportunity to do something new.
The exhibition Yinka Shonabari, MBE, in 2005 Queen Elizabeth made him member of the Order of the British Empire, stays at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African Art through early March. In Washington, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
If there was a fire in this building, I'd grab the tapes of Susan's broadcasts. You can see photos of those headless figures at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.